The Lord be with you. Welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. Great to see all of you tonight. We pray God's blessings on our time together. Tonight we remember and celebrate the festival of St. Matthew. Most of us think of Matthew with regard to the first book of the New Testament, the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Tonight we will focus on a little bit different aspect of Matthew's life. Matthew, the tax collector. Matthew, the chief of sinners. Matthew, redeemed and forgiven by our Lord Jesus Christ. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn is number 609. 609, Chief of Jesus Sinners Doth Receive. We'll sing the first four verses of that. We'll pick up the last three verses as our closing hymn. Following our opening hymn, we'll follow the service of prayer and preaching. That's on page 260 and following. We have a special worship insert for the evening. The readings are on one side, the propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for your undeserved love and mercy towards sinners, sinners like us. Heavenly Father, though our sins be great, your grace, your love, your mercy, your forgiveness is greater. Heavenly Father, help us to look to you today as the great physician of body and soul. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen for us. Amen. Amen. We sing.
Thank you. from the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is true.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the festival of St. Matthew is from Ezekiel, chapters 2 and 3. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I shall give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me. And it had writing on the front and on the back, and there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. And he said to me, Son of man, eat whatever you find here. Eat this scroll, and go, speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me this scroll to eat. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly with this scroll that I give you, and fill your stomach with it. Then I ate it, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of foreign speech and a hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not to many peoples of foreign speech and a hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, if I sent you to such, they would listen to you. But the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you, for they are not willing to listen to me. Because all the house of Israel have a hard forehead and a stubborn heart. Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their foreheads. Like emery, harder than flint, have I made your forehead. Fear them not, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak to you, receive in your heart, and hear with your ears, and go to the exiles, to your people, and speak to them and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or refuse to hear. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
We sing the introit. Epistle is from Ephesians chapter 4. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lowest parts on the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. To mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joint and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak the gradual. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. My heart overflows with a pleasing taste. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the common responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Please stand. The Ten Commandments.
You shall have no other gods.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your
pray as our Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening, as we celebrate the festival of St. Matthew, words from Matthew's Gospel, the 9th chapter, especially these words. Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, imagine this scenario with me, would you please? You decide it's time to see the doctor. So you call and you call and you call until you finally find a doctor that's taking new patients. You set up the appointment for 9:30. Come 30 minutes early to fill out paperwork. So you come early and you fill out all of the personal history. You fill out all of the insurance information. And then you wait. And you wait. And you wait. At about 10:15, you get ushered back into a little room. And then you wait. And you wait. You read every pamphlet that is there in the room to make the time go by. And finally, the door opens. The doctor is there. The doctor sits down and says, "What can I do for you? How can I help?" And you look at the doctor and say, "Boy, some crazy weather we're having, isn't it, for the end of September?" And the doctor looks at you and says, "Yeah, it's been pretty hot." You look at the doctor and say, "Man, how about those Huskers? Big win last week, right?" Doctor says, "Yeah, I was at the game. It was an amazing victory. Why are you here exactly?" And you look at the doctor and say, "Oh, no particular reason. I just wanted somebody to visit with." How crazy is that scenario? How absolutely absurd. There is no one that would go to all the trouble, all the rigmarole, all the hoops that we have to jump through to go to a doctor if you didn't think you had a problem. If you didn't think you were sick. If you didn't think you needed some medical attention. My friends, today in our text, Jesus taught the scribes and the Pharisees. He taught Matthew and all of the other tax collectors and sinners, and most importantly, He teaches us that He, Jesus, is the great physician of body and soul. And He has only come for those who are sick. So what about you? What about you? You want to talk about your sickness? Or do you want to talk about the weather? About the Huskers? About anything other than the sickness that inflicts every one of us? No matter how young or how old, how rich or poor, how smart or not quite so smart, the sickness called sin. Matthew is perhaps the most unlikely of all the disciples. Matthew is a tax collector. In fact, if Matthew would have kept right on doing his job, they may have had a first century edition of the lifestyles of the rich and famous on Matthew the tax collector. To be a tax collector was probably one of the jobs where you could make the most money the fastest. Maybe like a drug dealer today. Only, unlike a drug dealer, being a tax collector was perfectly legal. A tax collector worked for the government. But in this situation, where the Roman government was an oppressive regime over the children of Israel, any good Jew who would go to work for the Roman government was considered a traitor. And not just a traitor, but someone who has betrayed God and His fellow man. Matthew is a tax collector, and so he was responsible for gathering taxes from his brothers and sisters. And it worked in a situation where the tax collectors got to keep a commission, so to speak, of the taxes they collected. The more that they could collect, coerce, entice, manipulate, threaten, the more that they could gouge out of the taxpayers, the more that went into their pockets. Tax collectors were as low on the totem pole of social status as you could possibly get. Tax collectors oftentimes cooked the books. And they got rich and famous in the process. Jesus called Matthew. Matthew, sitting at the tax collector booth. Matthew, doing his job. Jesus comes and calls him. Matthew, follow me. And what does Matthew do? He follows him. He doesn't ask questions. He doesn't work out a contract. He doesn't negotiate. He doesn't put up any stall tactics or make excuses. He hears the Word of God and he listens. He hears the Word of God and he believes. He hears the Word of God and he follows. His whole life changes. Matthew does what you would expect a tax collector, a poor, miserable sinner who has been forgiven, has received the grace of God in Jesus Christ. He does what you would expect him to do. He celebrates. He throws a party. He throws a feast. Who's he going to invite? Well, who do you think knows a tax collector? Who do you think will associate with the tax collector? Only other tax collectors and sinners. Who does Matthew invite as the guest of honor to his party? The one who is the reason for the celebration. Jesus. Jesus eats with sinners and tax collectors. What a scandal! What a shame! Can you imagine what the people of God thought? First, Jesus calls this no-down, miserable tax collector to be one of His chosen, one of His disciples. Then He goes to a gathering of sinners and tax collectors. And He has the audacity to have fellowship. Not just any kind of fellowship, but table fellowship with these sinners and tax collectors. The scribes, the Pharisees, the religious elite, scandalized. They don't go to Jesus. They don't ask Jesus what's going on. They do what most of us are experts in doing. They talk about Him behind His back. But Jesus knows their thoughts. Jesus knows their hearts. Jesus knows their problem. They're sick. They are sin sick. And they don't realize it. They have a terminal illness. But all they want to do is talk sports and weather with the doctor. My friends, Jesus is the great physician of body and soul. He comes into this world, God in the flesh, for sin sick sinners like Matthew, like all the tax collectors and sinners who were gathered there that day, like you and me. He enters into this world of sin for one reason, and one reason only: to bring you the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation that can come only from Him. We seek medical advice, spiritual medical advice, from every quack that is out there. We will run after this cure and that cure, this 12-step program, this emotional ladder or roller coaster. We'll try to climb our way to God and heal ourselves. Take it from me. The master of self-medication, because I never ever want to go to the doctor. It doesn't work. And finally, when I am near death, I'll break down and seek help. God's Word teaches us there is no one righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We try to justify ourselves. We act self-righteous as if we have no need for God. Not real need. And Jesus teaches us, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. You see, my friends, if you're already righteous, you don't need Jesus. He has nothing for you. Jesus comes and He calls sinners. Sometimes people are taken aback when they step into a Lutheran church, and right off the bat, people, you and me, we confess who we are. And especially in Divine Service 3, when we confess that we are poor, miserable sinners. We say those words, but how often do we really believe that we are poor, spiritually poor, miserable, if left to our own devices? Sinners. No, we're too busy looking at him or her saying, well, they're worse than me. My friends, tonight, with Matthew, with all of his buddy tax collectors and sinners, we celebrate. we celebrate the forgiveness, life, and salvation. Won by the perfect life, the obedient death, and glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ for sinners. Jesus doesn't say, well, you know, I'm gonna fudge a little bit. I'm gonna cook the books a little bit. You know, you haven't been really good, but I'll just look the other way. No. He takes the hit, the punishment, the penalty for every sin. He pays it in full. And then He credits or reckons His righteousness to us. He pours it out freely in the waters of holy baptism. He wraps us with His love, His righteousness, His forgiveness, His name. He feeds us as a good doctor would, with the medicine of immortality in the supper of His very body and blood, crucified and risen, to give us strength during this difficult journey we call life. My friends, it's okay to admit it. We're sick. We don't have to wonder what God might be out there to take a new patient. We don't have to wait or sell our soul for some quack cure. No. We can be confident that the good physician Jesus has healed us perfectly through His holy, precious blood and His obedient suffering and death. My friends, today, tomorrow, no matter what the weather is, no matter what the Huskers do, celebrate the good physician Jesus and His life for yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We sing our hymn, number 586, Preach You the Word. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the good physician of body and soul. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this night. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or the internet. We pray that the good news of the good physician, Jesus, would be yours today and always. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
In addition to the prayers as listed in your bulletin, we also remember the family of Matthew Fritz, whose sister Anne was taken to her heavenly home. We stand for prayer, page 265. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord. For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord. For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, the dying, and all recovering from injury, especially Ken, the brother of Patty Stradley, recovering from an accident. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who mourn, especially the family of Anne, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O Son of God, our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, you called Matthew the tax collector to be an apostle and evangelist. Through his faithful and inspired witness, grant that we also may follow you, leaving behind all covetous desires and the love of riches. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day. And I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We sing. Bless the Lord.
Thanks be
to God. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, number 609, stanzas 5, 6, and 7.
dying in a sense. Sin is real. Dying. Thus, to Him, Christ, we cling. Jesus, sinners, doth receive. I can't imagine any better news for any of us than that right there. Check out the Good Shepherd news and notes for the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We've got new Higher Things devotions that are in the back. Take us day by day, a little expanded look at the lessons each week. I want to thank everybody who helped prepare, set up, and attend the church picnic this last Sunday. If anybody wants any fishing lessons, I'll be happy to oblige. If you haven't checked out the radio station yet, please do. 95.7, the reviews have been very, very good. And especially from 3 to 5, I think it is in the afternoon, Issues Etc. is live on KNNA, and you can hear it live and call in the program, and it's very, very well done, along with all the other things that are on there. Bible study tonight, we continue our look at the CTCR document on racism, and choir upstairs in the balcony. Thank you, Connie and Lucy, for the Lord's Prayer duet before the sermon. And note on our bulletin, we've got some new Bible studies that are coming. We have a couple of big issues that are going on in our world and in our church body as well regarding transgenderism. We're going to look at that on Sunday morning in our main Bible study in the fellowship hall. The Lifelight Bible study on Mark begins tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And we'll be starting a new Summary of Christian Doctrine class on October 2nd, and that's when we'll pick up our new study on Islam. I think that's enough. Okay. Vicar, anything? Glad you found Hickman and also found your way back. Okay. All right. Have a great day and week in the care of the great physician.